And you wanted to find out about the cricket.
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Now, the Kiwis were playing Zimbabwe, that's it.
Yep,
it?
That's the one.
In Napier. So if you have the score, you saw the cricket, maybe you can let us know. 0800 Rockfin. You enjoying the show so far, Mark?
Yeah, it's good, mate, yeah. Excellent.
Good, excellent. Rock and roll, have a good night, thank you. Hello, The Rock.
Hello?
Hello, The Rock. Hello. How are you?
I'm really good.
Good. Can't hear you.
Oh, no.
Go away. I want to talk to you. Got to say hello to Michelle in Cambridge, also to Brent, to Kerri-Ann and Rachel, to Donna and Sam. Hello, what do you reckon?
I'm talking to you. How are you, Shags?
Talking to you. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
What are you after?
I've got a good John Denver joke.
What's that?
What was wrong with John Denver's plane?
What?
It didn't float any better than it flew.
Do you dare me to play John Denver?
I do.
You do?
Yep.
Who's this?
Mandy.
We're calling from Mandy.
New Plymouth.
How are we sounding in New Plymouth tonight?
I'm absolutely blind. I've had a good night, though.
No, I said, how are we sounding? We're sounding all right in New Plymouth, the Shaggers show.
Yep. The Shaggers show sounds awesome.
Does it? Thank
yep.
you. You're blind.
Well, I'm...
So yep. what do you mean? You've been drinking?
That'll do, yeah.
What have you been drinking, Mandy? Have you been doing other substances as well?
No, just beer. No, beer and wine and... I actually ate a couple of Indians, which probably didn't do me the best.
You ate a couple of what?
Indian curries.
Oh, I thought you were cannibal for a minute then.
Well, we won't talk about that.
Cheers, Mandy. Hello, what do you reckon? I reckon that I really like your show, Shags, and I've got so much intelligence, a lot of guts to come on here and talk to you and tell you how much I really like it. And now I'm going back with my hand to bed. Now, do you dare me to play John Denver? You better give me a call. Do you dare me? 0800 Rock Phone. Let me know exactly what you think about the situation. Hello to Dave and Scott, who have said, no way should I play John Denver. Also, hello to Jean and Alex and to Nigel, who's moving to Palmerston North. And we'll miss the Shaggers Late Show. So, excellent, Nigel. Glad to hear you have enjoyed the show over the past few months. Hello to Todd as well, driving for New Zealand Couriers. What have we got coming up shortly? The Blue Oyster Cult. We have Kiss Bush. Might be able to sneak in some Chris Cornell as well. See what's happening around the place. Hi, what do you reckon? Should I play John Denver?
Yeah, bro.
Okay. Welcome back to the Shaggers Late Show on The Rock. Chris, how are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Good.
Awesome. Hey, mate, pretty offended by all this John Denver sort of bullshit you're sort of slinging us, mate.
Threatening to play John Denver. Do you dare me to play
mate,
John...
Mate, we're pretty sick and tired of hearing it. We'd rather hear some fucking rock, mate.
Don't swear on my show. That's what'll happen. Hi, what do you reckon? Hello? No, they were there. Well, John Denver. Yay or nay? Tell you what, in the meantime, we'll go with Aussie, shall we? Got to say hello to Richard and Angeline tonight. Also, hello to Sean on the road there. Should we take another call? Okay, why not? Hello, The Rock.
Shaggers.
Yes.
How the devil are you, man? Are we live on the radio?
We are, yes.
This is awesome, man.
Are you enjoying the Shaggers Late Show?
Oh, we are, mate. We're getting off to it, eh?
Got some feedback. Let's hear that.
We're getting off to it, mate. Greg's getting off to your voice, eh?
Gotta like that feedback.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't expect you to take me live to air, mate.
Oh, I take everybody live to air, Johnny.
I'll go down over to the other corner, mate.
This is one of our former sales reps. Hey, what do you know, Johnny?
What do I know, mate? Your show goes on, eh?
Well, of course it does. Eh? It's the Shaggers Late Show.
I'm surprised nobody's humping to it, mate.
Oh, they are, Johnny.
Are they?
Yeah, somebody phoned me up and told me that I was a fag
before.
The girls
get cheeky to it, do they?
Somebody phoned me up and called me a fag before. I don't think I'm a fag.
Did they?
Yes, I wasn't very impressed.
What's your name?
I love this feedback.
Amidia. Hey, do you want to say hello to Amidia?
Oh, not really, but
no?
does she want to say hello to me?
Yeah.
Go on then, put her on there.
Have you taken us off air?
No, we're on air.
Oh,
honey.
We're still on air.
We do everything.
We're not feeding back, mate.
Oh, we can if you want.
Oh, right, okay.
No, they've gone. Hello, The Rock.
How's it going?
Good.
Oh, it's Phil here. I've spoken to you a few times.
How are you, Phil?
Oh, very well.
You're on here, mate. What can we do for you?
Music-wise. Don't suppose you could play Symphony of Destruction, Megadeth?
Haven't got it, no, but I could probably chuck some other Megadeth on there for you.
Oh, no, I've heard
that. What do you think about John Denver? What do you think about me threatening to play John Denver?
Do it. I will find your station and throw a large petrol bomb through the window.
Yes, you share the positive attitude of so many other of my listeners. What'd you say your name was?
Phil.
Phil. Yes. Can I call you? Okay. We'll move along, Phil.
Oh, okay.
We'll move along. You enjoy the Shaggers Late Show. New for Chris Cornell, this is Sun Shower on the Rock. If you're working tonight, a big hello tonight to you. If you are working, we do sympathise with you. And if you're partying as well, hello to you. We have on the line Steve from, where are you from, Steve?
Over the mount there at the Shell.
At the mount, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good tonight.
Good. You received something in the mail from the Shaggers Late Show?
Oh, yeah, got a nice Shaggers Late Show poster hanging on the wall there.
Excellent stuff. You like it there? Which one did you get?
Your dog.
The dog. The Shaggers Show is one sick puppy.
Sure is.
Now, what? You had a suggestion about the John Denver tribute.
Yeah, I reckon you should play John Denver to everyone who's ever sworn at you, abused you, not turn the radio down and not let you talk on your own show.
You're a legend, Steve. I think we could do that. Just to piss some people off.
That's the one.
I think we should do that. Was that your buzzer?
Oh, yeah, it just means the bloody customer's here.
What kind of customer? Is it a chick?
Nah, it's a bloody guy.
Oh, well, won't waste
hey,
us
mate,
time talking about
it. Woman.
Okay, cheers, Steve. Perhaps we'll play it.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Hey, yeah, Mr. I'm here, Shaggers. I think you should play John Denver because I am John Denver. Thank God I'm a country boy. Shaggers, I am enjoying the show. Shaggers, ask me what I did today, Shaggers.
What did you do today? Yesterday, Friday.
I'm glad you asked me that, Shaggers. I went to speech therapy today.
And how's that going, Mr. Arm?
Yes, they tell me I have to go lots more. See how I go. I've got a joke for you, Shaggers.
How thoughtful of you, Mr. Arm. Let's hear it then. Lay it on me. What have you got?
This joke, Shaggers. How
I'm
is being at a singles bar different from going to the circus? How is it different?
How is it being in a singles bar different from the circus?
So, at the circus, the clowns don't talk.
The offspring and self-esteem. 4:28. A big hello to Mark and Matt, Sharon, and all the people in their carload on the way home tonight. Before 4:00, I will tell you why your testicles, if you're a chap, a guy, why your testicles hang like they do. But give me a call, 0800 Rock Phone. What I want to know what you're doing, whatever you're doing. I want to get something happening in the area. You phone me and let me know what it is you're doing right now. 0800 Rock Phone. And up next, a special surprise. The Shaggers Late Show on the Rock. Welcome back, 4:24. 0800 Rock Phone. I want to know what you're doing at this time in the morning. Richard, what are you doing?
Yeah,
turn your radio down.
Okay, just a minute.
Ticket.
Yeah, me again.
Really?
Yeah,
my
fancy
God,
that.
How did you do that? Why, what have you got? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm sitting here in Waitara, where the Great Brad King is from, where they have parades in the streets every Sunday, celebrating Brad King.
Brad King.
The poser. But anyway, yeah, we're just sitting around the fire that used to be a barbecue, but is now a bonfire, and talking about the night that used to be.
What do you reckon? What are you doing there?
I'm doing a rock pool. Yeah, there's cat
fire. You've got to turn your radio down, mate.
Oh, we've got feedback. Oh, God, I'm on the radio. Julie, turn the radio down, please.
Hello, The Rock, what are you doing?
Oh, not a hell of a lot. Just sitting around getting sculled.
Getting sculled?
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Oh, just a bit of rum and coke and stuff. Bit of beer.
All right. Who's this?
Ben.
Where are you calling from?
Welcome back in Tauranga.
Cheers, mate. Enjoy the rest of the Shaggers Late Show. I want people that are doing something interesting. Perhaps you can do something interesting for me. Take your phone outside and, I don't know, anything. Go into your flatmate who's maybe they're bonking each other. Let me know. Hi, what are you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. It's Julie here.
Sorry?
Sorry about the big feedback mission before. Oh, my God, it's happening again.
Was that you? Yeah, turn your radio down. Hello, The Rock.
How are you?
Good.
What do you know?
I know not much. Who's this? What are you doing?
Ringing up and complaining about all these dickheads ringing you up and annoying us and stopping us from listening to the Shagger Show.
Who's this?
Ross.
Ross, how are you doing?
Not bad, mate, not bad.
Good. Where are you?
Getting ready to knock off.
All right, who are you knocking off?
No, I'm getting ready to finish work.
Oh, all right, I'm with you. Okay, where do you work?
I work for a transport company.
All right, well, you enjoy the show, Ross.
Roger, mate.
Thank you. One more call. Hi, what do you reckon? What are you doing?
Just drinking up.
You're drinking up?
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Waikato at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah.
I've decided I can't drink that because it makes me feel sick.
Yeah. Canterbury Draft does that to you, mate.
Who's this?
Oh, it's Adam.
Adam, thanks for your call. Hi, what do you reckon?
Pardon?
What do you reckon?
Can I get a request?
What request?
From Matchbox 20, Push You Around.
Oh, what do you reckon, John Denver?
Yes, it's Sandy.
Do you reckon do you support me on my call to play John Denver?
On your...
Was that a yes? I think that was. Here we go then. Now, what do you think about this? I want you guys to write a song. I'll give you a week or so until next week. Write a song to the tune of the John Denver song, Thank God It's a Country, I'm a Country Boy. And I want you to call it Thank God It's the Shaggers Show. Okay, write a song for me, 3, 4, 5 verses, whatever, entitled Thank God It's the Shaggers Show. You do that for me, I'll send you some goodies. Fax it through to me, phone it through, whatever, and just see how you go. I think that could be quite entertaining. And to Ollie and the guys at Peter Baker Transport, enjoying the Shaggers Late Show. I think Mr. Swipe's on the phone, even on the weekend. Mr. Swipe, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Shagman. Mr. R. Swipe here, from Swipe Incorporated. Uh-huh. I had 100 Swipe to wipe it, is to swipe it. How's it going this morning, Shagmaster? Sound quite busy this morning.
Yes, I am, Mr. Swipe. It's been quite busy. There's been lots of...
It's good to be busy, isn't it? Yes, Shagman, good to be busy.
Yes.
I must thank you for playing the John Denver tribute. I like John Denver's song. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Oh,
and you know what, Shagman? You know what?
Like that,
I shall tell you. I'm currently working on a song, like you said, Thank God It's the Shaggers Show. Thank God It's the Shaggers Late Show. Would you like to hear what I've got so far?
Well...
Here we go, then. I turn on the radio every night at 12 o'clock. There is a shag man on the rocket. That's what I've got so far. Mr. Swipe.
Very good, Mr. Swipe.
And as for those wankers and the R-Swipes that complain about you, they have no other life, and I love the Shaggers Late Show.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Swipe.
Rock on, shag man. Shag man, I must tell you something. My boss, our employer, he laid a few people off the other day. And he said to these four guys that I work with, he said, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to let one of you go. He said, and my mate that's there from the States, Gordy, he said, I'm a protected minority because he's African American. He said, hey, I'm a protected minority. And my other mate, Malcolm, he said, fire me, Buster, and I'll hit you with an age discrimination suit so fast it'll make your head spin. And that was the old chap, Dave. And the other one, Sandy, she said, and I'm a woman, she said. And then all my mates all turned to look at the young white male, Marcus. They all looked at him and he said, well, I think I might be gay.
Coffee time. On the Shaggers Late Show, 4:45, better than Ezra, and good. Earlier on, I was going to talk about, well, before 4 o'clock, why do guys' balls hang so low? Why do your testicles so low? And I forgot about them, so I thought I'd talk about it now. Why do guys' balls hang so low? You'd think that with their important cargo, they'd be tucked up inside the body. Well, here's the answer to that. If they were higher, how could your lover fondle them? Testicles are nature's way of saying, place your other hand here. Scientists, of course, have other theories. Writing in the Journal of Zoology, that's it. A British researcher observes that the most active mammals have external testes, while the more sedentary have an internal set. Monkeys, horses, kangaroos and deer have outies, testicles on the outside, while hedgehogs, moles, elephants, sloths and manatees, whatever that is, have innies or testicles on the inside. Why? Well, external testes prevent sperm from being forced out when pressure is applied to the abdomen, which occurs more often in active mammals. The prevailing theory, however, has been that sperm thrive in cooler temperatures, so evolution moved the production line away from the furnace. There you go, that's why your testicles hang like they do. Now you know, don't you?